The Leconte and the Aurora were scheduled to provide winter ferry service to several communities in southeast Alaska this year. Both are docked while the Alaska Marine Highway System assesses repair costs for the ships. That leaves Haines and Skagway with only one ferry a week and several communities in southeast with no ferry service over the winter. Representative Sarah Hannon of House District 33 says that is not acceptable.
We need to have something else functional while those vessels are offline. We got boats in dry dock because we've decided they're too expensive to operate or they're not ready to be in service.
The Taslina is one of two new Alaska-class ferries that aren't running right now. AMHS pulled the Taslina from service this winter in order to equip it with new side doors. The state is still negotiating the contract to complete that work. But several advocacy groups and the mayors of both Haines and Skagway think that the project should be postponed. They wrote letters to the Alaska Marine Highway System requesting that it deploy the Taslina this winter to make up for service reductions. Haines Economic Development Corporation Executive Director Margaret Friedenauer says that it's a cost-effective solution to make up for lost sailings.
And since we understand it costs less to operate than the Leconte, you know, we thought like that was a very good option for bringing the Taslina back online, delaying that capital improvement project with the doors to fill in some of the schedule left empty by the Leconte and just in the winter schedule in general.
While the Taslina could step in to serve some communities in southeast, it can't tie up to docks in smaller communities like Angoon, Tenneke Springs, or Pelican. There are no ferry trips to those communities scheduled this winter. State Senator Jesse Kiel says he would still like AMHS to deploy the Taslina, even if it can't serve all the communities affected by service reductions.
If it's no boat or a boat to most communities, it's not a tough choice.
The Alaska Marine Highway System's budget was cut by about half this year. State Senator Jesse Kiel says that makes it difficult to mitigate disruptions in service caused by an aging fleet of ships.
The Marine Highway is trying to run on the barest of bare bones budgets and the assumption built into that budget that everything will go right. That leaves no buffer when things go wrong.
Sam Dapsevich, the public information officer for AMHS, says that officials are exploring options for service. He says the timing of the Taslina's side door project needs to be taken into account. Dapsevich says AMHS will not make any decisions about bringing ships back online until officials know the cost of the repairs for the Aurora. Those estimates are expected by November 15th. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.